And the then at 5:30, I was at the airport advisory meeting along with CAO. And I'm still working on this. Rick Roche was there, withdrew, gave his 180-day notice. The one thing I think we need to realize about that is this country has freedom of speech, which is great. We always want to keep it that way. And I'm 100% supportive of that. But also with the freedom of speech, lots of times comes consequences. We all need to keep that in mind also. So let's keep that in mind as things go forward. This, I think, will cool things down a little bit, and so everybody can work together a little more just a little more better. That's poor English, I know. But anyway, you got the message. And also the water in Lake McClure, and about the raising or discussion of raising the spillway there. The feds have came up with their new formula that more water needs to be stored there. I haven't decided which way I will support or not support it, but the people down there, if we have another drought year, are going to have a serious problem. They, in the past, have been able to get exemptions. That may not happen in the future. And without an exemption, the water table drops below a certain level in Lake McClure. They have no water. They only have one well down there. So I think we all need to keep an eye on that. And that goes to another point, is when somebody says that us supervisors, I'm going to speak only for myself. I'll let them speak for themselves. Only work 3 hours a week sitting up here. I went through roughly, and I think I spent just a little about 71 hours last week. And with the John C. Fremont fundraiser, they're one a third of my salary. So they can take that and underline it. But I'm proud to do it, and I do it because I think it's great for this county, and I'll continue to do it, and I'll continue to do what I think is right. Thank you.